If you are doing the reading lesson now, open your reading booklet to Unit 18. Read number 1. Remember, when the SK is followed by a soft vowel, it makes the breathy sound.
Skicka.
Number 2.
Sjal.
Now look at number 3. In colloquial speech, the G in
morgon
is silent and the last syllable is emphasized. Read number 3.
God morgon.
In Swedish, a G in the middle of a word is often silent, so is a final T. With this in mind, read number 4.
Mycket. Mycket.
The final T in number 5 is also not pronounced. Try to read number 5.
Det.
Listen and repeat number 6.
Det här. Det här.
In Swedish, the first two words run together when spoken in a sentence. Read number 7.
Ha det bra.
Number 8.
Tröjan. Tröjan.
9.
Mineralvatten.
A final G is also often silent. Read number 10, where two of the words have final silent letters.
Jag kan det.
Read number 11. Remember the sound of the initial LJ.
Ljusna.
12.
Hjärta.
In number 13, you see the Swedish NG combination. Listen and repeat. Number 13.
Pengar. Pengar.
Try to read number 14, which has the same combination.
Inga.
Number 15.
Många.
In number 16, the GN combination sounds as though it were NG. Try to read number 16.
Regn.
Now try number 17.
Tidning. Tidning.
Number 18 contains a double G, which is not silent. Read number 18.
Var ligger banken?
Listen and repeat number 19. The words will run together.
Hur är det med dig? Med dig. Hur är det med dig?
Read number 20.
Jag har inga pengar.
This is the end of Unit 18 and the end of today's lesson. Pimsleur courses work most effectively when the units are done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Copyright 2011 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. Recording copyright 2011 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. All rights reserved.